Is it still light there, or is the lighting in there just super good?
It's even lighter there. It's my computer.
Okay. I'm just
really
dumb.
Yeah, the lighting's really good.
Your computer's really bright.
Yeah, it is. Wow. It's me. It's my sunshine.
All right.
Yay.
Welcome to the Video Games Taco.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hey.
Haven't seen you in a while.
Yay. We have Melissa.
Yay.
Greetings.
Yay.
Greetings from beneath a pile of 4 feet of snow.
Whoa.
Well, it's been blizzarding all day.
Wow.
Yeah. It is.
Are you like
not
snowed
awesome,
in?
But yeah. Well, no, it's really only like 4 inches, but but in my
so
mind,
like 12.
It's 4 feet. Yeah, exactly. But in my mind, it's 4 feet. I was trying to figure out whether I would rather have a blizzard or a haboob. What do you guys think?
Oh,
A blizzard.
Really?
You can play in snow. You can't really play
true.
In dust.
And you don't have sand days off of school.
True. And you don't get sand in your eyes and in your mouth like when we went
to
Pastico or whatever.
Yeah.
No one ever stands outside in a haboob with their tongue out looking up at the sky.
That's true. It's not romantic.
I guess people make stuff out of sand.
Sure.
You can make a sand fort.
Yeah, and you don't have to clean up the sand unless you have a pool.
Yeah.
That's true. Right?
That's true.
But almost everybody here has a pool because it's stupid Arizona where it's stupid hot all the time.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome to Video Games Taco,
yay!
You guys.
Yay!
I already said that, didn't I?
You did.
Sorry.
There's...
What?
Nothing. I was just going to say, there's never any... I don't remember.
We're attempting to record this podcast with FaceTime,
mm-hmm.
And now we're looking at Melissa's boobs. Okay. Mm. So we're really all.
Did you guys see that
comfy
song from the Oscars?
No.
The boob song, yeah.
The boob song?
Yeah, Seth MacFarlane did a boob song.
It wasn't really that funny.
It wasn't. Apparently, all of the reaction shots of the various actresses were faked also.
Really?
Yeah, really?
They weren't faked. They were, like, pre-recorded.
Wait, you're saying that things about the Oscars are fake?
I know.
What the fuck?
I know.
Right?
Sorry. I don't know why I'm apologizing.
I don't either.
No, yeah, I don't know. I actually did not watch any of the Oscars.
I didn't either.
Moving on.
Oh, boy!
Oh, good.
What have you guys been up to while not watching the Oscars?
Well, I got my wisdom teeth out. I painted my nails green.
Nice.
Good job on the wisdom teeth, all four.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks. Kevin would know. You should... Actually, Kevin, Zach, and Riff would all know. You guys should ask them about the day after I got my wisdom teeth out.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Kevin was home, and Riff came over for board games, and I had to leave and drop out of the game because I hit a nerve and exposed it. I didn't get dry socket, but I had to run upstairs before just rolling around on the bed in agony, bawling my eyes out.
Wow.
So then
I bet
came
you
back
looked really cute, though. I bet you had those big chipmunk cheeks.
I didn't really swell. It was weird. It was a super smooth process, and I don't know. It bled for a while afterwards, but I think that's just because I have low blood pressure. Or something. Mm-hmm. I don't even know how that works.
Huh?
I think it would be the opposite. I don't know. Apparently, it's also... This is where the listeners get to figure out that we are actually females with female body parts.
What?
Don't tell anyone.
I got my period 3 hours after I got my wisdom teeth out.
Wow.
That's just rude.
That really is.
You're apparently supposed to wait until like the week before your period. I found this out afterwards.
Oh.
Because that's when your hormones are the lowest because estrogen hinders healing.
Really?
So you're supposed to wait until your estrogen is at its very lowest. Before you get some kind of surgery, tooth extraction, whatever. I didn't fucking know that.
Wow,
so
I didn't
like,
know
oh,
that
la-di-da.
Either.
I'm not even going to pay any fucking attention.
Mm.
And then got my period right after, and I was just bleeding out of so many places I didn't know what to do with myself. I just stayed in bed for 2 days.
I'm pretty sure that's when your estrogen's the lowest, though, is when you're bleeding, isn't it?
I don't know. I thought it was right before. Or maybe that's when it's the highest. I don't even know.
I don't remember.
Who pays attention in health class?
All I know is when you're ovulating, it makes you want to take your clothes off.
Huh.
We don't have to take our
clothes off to have a good time.
No.
So, I did a thing.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I'm jumping in line. Are we done bleeding? Oh, no, you go. You go.
Because
you have a medical thing.
I was going to stay in line with the medical thing.
Yeah.
You gotta, yeah.
Tell us about your tube.
Let me tell you, having a tube stuck up your nose and down your throat, it's torture, and it lasted for 24 hours, and I feel like... I think it's better than antidepressants, though, because when I got that fucker out, I was, like, on top of the world. So that's another way of dealing with the downers
It's hard to make the situation worse.
Exactly. Yeah. So I had this, like, big battery pack I had to wear around my waist, and I had to push a button every time I did something, like, ate or sat down or whatever.
Wow.
And it was measuring,
that's obnoxious.
Yeah, it was measuring how my stomach moves and makes acid and stuff.
Wow.
So that's my story.
Wow, that sucks.
Yeah.
I'm glad that was only 24 hours.
Yes,
I'm glad
only
you're back
24
to normal
hours.
Now.
Yes, back to normal. Man. How about you, Jenny? What have you been up to?
Riff and I went and saw a movie about a girl with some psychiatric problems.
Okay.
That's like medical.
Okay.
Yeah,
what movie?
We saw Side Effects. It was, I recommend it. It had... Like, it was a good movie other than this, but it had Jude Law and a lesbian makeout scene, which is all that anyone ever needs in a movie.
Right?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. And it's like, sympathetic psychiatrist Jude Law.
Aww.
And he's wearing, like, these cute little English, like, Argyle vest kind of. I don't think there was actually any Argyle.
So you're saying we shouldn't go when we're ovulating.
Yeah, no,
right.
You're just gonna cry through the whole thing.
Yeah, and bleed
or
out of every hole.
I don't even know how hormones work. How do hormones work?
Melissa knows how hormones work.
What's going on with that? I also went to the movies recently. I saw Gangster Squad, which is Sean Penn and Ryan Gosling, who is creepy as always. I went
Ryan
to see it
Gosling?
For Emma Stone.
What do you mean creepy?
I think Ryan Gosling is creepy. I think his eyes are too close together. They're like beady and small and close together. And his jaw is too big in conjunction with that. And I guess a lot of the roles that I've seen him, he's just like the silent, moody type. Like, I've never seen The Notebook or anything, but
oh,
I don't
that
know.
Was the worst.
He's just kind of fucking creepy to me.
Well, I won't
I
tell
went
Kevin
to see it
you
for
said
Emma Stone.
That.
Yeah, do it.
Does Kevin have a thing for Ryan Gosling?
Kevin has a thing for Ryan Gosling.
Oh, jeez. That's all right. I have a thing for Mark Wahlberg. He can pretend to hate Mark Wahlberg if he wants. To get back at me. I don't how do hormones work? I just don't know.
Demonstrate your hormone.
But yeah, Gangster Squad was pretty good. I liked the costumes and stuff. It was just very 40s gangster movie.
Sweet.
But it was with people that I think are pretty good at acting.
I got excited about a trailer because everything was all 20s, and then I realized it was The Great Gatsby.
Isn't Leonardo DiCaprio in The
Great
Gatsby?
Yes, he is.
He annoys me. Leonardo DiCaprio annoys me. But I have to say, there have been a couple of movies where I saw him and his acting was so phenomenal that I got over it for a minute.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
He was good in The Basketball Diaries.
Yeah, that was like 20 years ago, though.
I'm old.
I don't know. I mean, I like Leonardo DiCaprio. I feel like I cannot really take him seriously as an actor because the first time I saw him was on Growing Pains. And he was just like the kid that
right?
they found in a trash can or something.
And it was like the show's ratings were going down, so they were like,
yeah,
get a cute little kid on here.
Because
like
Oliver
Sam from Different
show.
Strokes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Like Cousin Oliver from the Brady Bunch. Yeah,
exactly.
They totally TV trope the shit out of that show with that. And
yep.
I don't know. I had a crush on him then. I mean, why not? He's like 10 years older than me and cute.
So you guys
television.
Both sorry to interrupt. You guys both went to the movies?
Yeah.
Like outside of the house?
Outside of the house.
Yeah. I haven't been to a movie outside of the house in forever.
I started going a little crazy because I was just in the house.
I'm jealous.
And Zach hasn't been drinking for the month of February. So and I couldn't drink because I was on narcotic pain medication. So right. I was just sitting there like, I'm feeling a little better today. I'm going to go to the movies.
Nice. I got baited and switched into seeing this. Not that I'm complaining because it was good, but I was listening to some people talk about Hansel and Gretel 3D, and I was like, wow, that sounds really dumb. I want to go see that. Yeah. And I told Riff that I wanted to go see that, and he was like, yeah, that sounds really dumb. Hey, my mom said this movie was good. Let's go tomorrow.
Wait, wow. Hansel and Gretel?
No. Side effects. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh. Which I'm not going to spoil or anything, but it's such a like twisty movie. It's like Brian De Palma doing Hitchcock, kind of. Like that kind of thing. Mm. That for the entire first half of the movie, I was just sitting there going, Riff's mom is on crack.
God, we just watched the worst movie and I can't remember the name of it.
Oh, no. What was it about? Who was in it? What do you remember?
Damsels in Distress.
Oh, sounds bad already.
Yeah, it was. I think it was supposed to be this quirky movie about this group of girls in college who try to like help other people out or something. But it was just bad. It was really bad. It was like it fell on its face. And so, if anybody's listening and can explain to us why they even released that movie, I'd appreciate it.
What have you guys been playing? Video game style.
I've been playing so much.
Tell us.
Well, a lot of it is boring stuff, like on the phone. Like I've been playing, I got all the achievements for One Epic Night. I've been playing that a lot. And then Space Miner, I played the shit out of that.
I saw you play the shit out of that. I saw your mining license.
Damn straight. let's see, Cut the Rope, Trees of Doom.
Thank you so much for telling me to play Trees of Doom because I like it a lot.
How could I not? What's, the rescuing mustache?
Yeah, it's like it's like a jumping game, and Melissa just sent me a text message like, you need to download this game right now because if you fail, like your retry thing is a flying mustache comes and saves you.
Yeah, that's really awesome. Great.
It's pretty awesome.
I wish that happened in every game.
I know. I would play every game if that was a thing.
How about you guys? What have you been playing?
I played the crap out of Little Inferno.
I still need to play that.
That's
what is it?
Yeah. It's almost like a toy more than a game. It's one of the least gamey games that I've played in a while. But basically there's this really great fire. Like they made
great as in large or great as in excellent.
As in like realistic and just kind of really satisfying. And like fire-like, and then there's a bunch of shit like the game. I like burning stuff. I don't know.
I heard a rumor that at one point you can set a bus full of children on fire.
Yes, that is a true statement.
That is apparently
it's not. I mean,
I have not played it. Yet,
it's horrible, but it's like cute horrible, right? It's like like snarky dark humor, grotesque kind of thing. It's like in this post-apocalyptic world where you're basically freezing to death because global cooling is happening and you're just sitting there with your little Inferno Entertainment fireplace and like you have a catalog and you can unlock more and more stuff.
Like a Sears catalog?
Yeah, pretty much. Mm-hmm. And you unlock things by burning things and then they send you more things and you just set them on fire. And you keep getting stuff to unlock, and they send it to you, and you set it on fire, and it has really cool reactions.
I'm writing this down.
A lot of it, like, yeah, it's fun. And, like, some things will change the color of the fire. There's, like, an opera singer that you when she starts burning, like, she sings. And There was a bus.
That was a really good opera singer impression.
Yeah, it really was.
Thanks.
Speaking of changing the color on things, before I forget, mm-hmm. Kevin and I, we went to the Children's Museum in Indianapolis for this like fundraiser called Adult Swim.
Oh. Wasn't that the one that his cousin was
yeah,
doing?
His, yeah, the, cool. His cousins put it on their theater company put it on. Anyway, they have a Matchbox Cars exhibit there, and you can, and I thought of both of you, because you can take a Matchbox car and like decorate it yourself, and then they have the packaging Ooh. That you put it into the packaging and then you have that. And I was like, man, if only Jenny and Emily were here, because I just suck at the whole art thing.
That would be like a mix of Wreck-It Ralph and the things that they have at the Science Museum in Chicago, where you put a dollar in and you watch it pour wax into a mold. And
nice.
Make you, yeah, I got a tractor.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Says Chicago on it. It's pretty great.
How good was Wreck-It Ralph, you guys?
Wreck-It Ralph was very, very good.
So good.
Wreck-It Ralph?
Wreck-It Ralph.
You should see it immediately.
Yes.
I don't know if it's still in theaters.
It's a movie?
I feel like it's an old woman.
What is it?
It's the new not Pixar.
Yeah, it's DreamWorks. DreamWorks?
No, it's the new Disney thing that they're doing instead of Pixar, or in addition to Pixar. I don't know what they're doing. It's basically a Pixar movie. Go see it.
Yeah. Okay. No, it's very good. It's like John C. Reilly is the main guy. Mm-hmm.
He plays the bad guy in a video game. And he's really upset because everyone loves the good guy, but he just wrecks
like shit.
Yeah,
Wreck-It Ralph.
He's Wreck-It Ralph in a game called Fix-It Felix.
Yeah. Oh my god, that's yeah. awesome.
It's really great. It's yeah. so great.
He has belongingness and love issues.
Yeah. Okay. What have I? I haven't been playing very much because I'm bad at this. I couldn't focus on anything for a while.
Yeah.
I just started playing GTA 4.
Nice.
4 years later. which is great. I love it so far. It took me a long time because after the tutorial, they just kind of dump you off and don't really tell you what it looks like when you get a new quest or whatever.
Oh.
So I was just kind of driving around.
That can frustrate me.
Yeah. Mm. I was driving around for a while. I would go and fuck my girlfriend every time that, like, I would
That's
call
what
her,
I do when I get
call
frustrated.
Her four times a day.
I
like,
fuck your
hey,
girlfriend.
You want to hang out? And then we would go bowling, or we would go play pool or something. And then I would just be like, so can I fuck you now? Because I don't know.
Is that your pickup line?
Yes, yeah. Apparently.
Do you have to go bowling, or will she just fuck you?
No, you actually have to do something with her. It's like
Man,
pick something that she
like.
Like
real girls.
I took her to a strip club and she got mad at me. So I don't.
Oh, she's no fun.
Yeah, she's kind of a bitch. Mm. But you know, I was like, well, before I quit this, I'm gonna see how I actually get new quests. And they're like, oh yeah, if there is a character's first letter of their name somewhere on your map, go there, and it's a way to start a quest. And
oh,
I'm like. You could have fucking told me that in the goddamn tutorial game. And now I had to go on to the GTA 4 wiki to figure out something that's fucking trivial.
See, that's what pisses me off. That's what pisses me off. And what did we do before Google? What did we
do
before Wikipedia?
I don't even know. And I wouldn't have even looked it up if I didn't have a fucking smartphone. I would have just been like, fuck this game, and walked away from it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not walking all the way upstairs to look it up on my computer.
No.
But then once I actually started playing with it, other than just kind of getting my wanted level up and then running away, which mostly involved me jumping into a large body of water and swimming away.
That's one way to do it.
Now I'm really into it. I probably played like 10 or 15 hours of it so far.
Nice.
It's really fun. And I can see why people were into it 4 years ago, because it's a good game.
I played a sandbox game. Oh, sorry, go.
No, go.
I played a sandbox game, but you talk. It's your turn to talk.
I was just going to say that was one thing that annoyed me about the Barkley game, was that I had to actually like look up a fact to figure out, or a walkthrough or something to figure out what buttons to push, because there was no, unless
with
I missed
it. With the combat?
With anything. Like
the combat was kind of bullshit. We'll
like with anything, like even yeah. like enter? Like, who would think Z was enter? Is that
I sat there pushing. Pushing a lot of keys before I figured out how to start the game.
I thought it was going to be WASD or arrows.
Me too.
Every other fucking game is.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Now, should we get into Barkley?
Sure, why not? We had our second ever assignment.
Woo!
Yay! Episode 9, we got assignment number 2 out of the way.
I'm so proud of us.
We played Barkley's Shut Up and Jam Gaiden, which is available for free on the internet.
So good.
And you could probably just Google it. I don't know the website that you go off of.
It's by Tales of Game. Game apostrophe S Studios. I think it's on purpose.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it's on purpose.
I really, really hope so.
Did you guys make it to the guy who sells gun apostrophe S?
No.
I made it to a couple of people who...
Who use gun apostrophe S's.
Yeah, something. Yeah.
Guns braster.
I don't think I made it very far.
Did you ever beat Dikembe Mutombo?
No.
I didn't either. But now it's gone.
Now that I know he's there, I just keep fucking reloading to right before I go and defeat him. And just trying over and over again to defeat him.
Wait, so you can still access it?
I do. Off of the save point.
I think she's just still at that point.
Oh. I'm just still there.
I forgot to even check that room, so I just never fought him and went on with my life.
That probably would have been better for my life.
Oh.
But you can't, download it anymore, right?
The Dikembe Mutombo, his tomb in Charles Barkley.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Not to be confused.
Is that other game just gone?
That's
really sad.
I tried to go back to it and it's just gone. Like, I had to watch a YouTube video of it because I wanted to hear the song.
Maybe
that was a really good song.
Maybe they're gonna actually make you pay for it now. Maybe it's gotten so popular that
Old Spice.
Maybe they'll make it so that you get a voucher for a free copy of it if you buy a fucking thing of Old Spice.
I want Riff's voucher.
Something like that.
I want to have also Riff's voucher.
Let's all get Riff's voucher.
He needs
to buy all the deodorants. A case of tiny Old Spice after hours.
There is a fucking case of Speed Stick under my desk.
I know. I know there is.
I know. If anybody here also listens to, what is it, Video Games Hot Dog, that was a thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Zach bought a bunch of travel-sized Speed Stick.
24, right?
Yeah. Mm. And then he had
one
me...
One for every hour of the day.
He had me send one to a dude, which I did, because a dude emailed him and said, hey. And then apparently a bunch of other dudes were like, hey, can you also send this to us? And he told me that there were dudes that said that, but never gave me their addresses. So if you're listening and you're one of those dudes, tell me. On the internet.
Yeah.
And I will send you... a free travel-sized Speed Stick. Woo. The last guy lived in Canada and ended up costing $10
to send a Speed Stick. That's hilarious.
That's a funny joke. That's worth $10. That's fine.
Kevin,
oh, I lost all my money sending Speed Stick to Canada. Sorry.
It's worse than gambling.
Kevin what said that saying? Somebody had typed into, maybe it was the devlog or somewhere, I just received a Speed Stick and I think I requested it, but I can't remember why. Can someone tell me?
Well, clearly it was for the lulz.
For the lulz.
For the lulz.
So yeah. So how far did you guys get?
I don't know how you answer that question.
Did you get to the furries? Did you meet the furries?
I didn't meet the furries.
Okay.
I got to that point. I made it to Dikembe, and I could not fucking beat him, and I refused to continue past that point. So, the end.
I haven't gotten there yet.
I got my fourth dude. I got my fourth, my third follower. My fourth dude. Yeah.
Nice.
Vinceborg.
Nice.
Larry Bird. I was trying to figure out when he first goes to talk to Larry Bird in the...
Who's the priest into the church.
Yeah.
Which is fucking weird.
Are those, dramatic pauses that Larry Bird is doing, or was that lag? I couldn't figure out when they would have conversations, whether it was on purpose.
I feel like that was how a lot of the conversation that I experienced was like. It was just very spaced out and slow.
So it wasn't for dramatic effect.
I don't know.
It might have been for dramatic effect. It's a really dramatic game.
It is. It's super dramatic.
Charles Barkley is like the angstiest JRPG hero ever. Worse than Cloud.
If you guys at home or where in your car, I don't know where people listen to podcasts anymore. What's cool with the children? Taqueria? Walking around.
In a vat of pudding?
Eating a pie. Mm. If you're wondering, Barkley Shut Up and Jam Gaiden, free on the internet. It's JRPG it's set in a post-apocalyptic land where Charles Barkley caused the end of the world
with a chaos dunk.
And Michael Jordan is like a spy.
He's really evil.
And, he's like the terrible.
Yeah. And Larry Bird is a priest, and he goes into this tomb that has like Scottie Pippen sarcophagus and Dikembe Mutombo sarcophagus, and it's fucking weird, but awesome. It's really also awesome.
What was your experience, Melissa? What did you think?
It was fascinating because like there were some points where I was like, wow, that was really cool. Like when you're walking down the street and Charles Barkley's like, oh, poor me, life is never going to be the same. And then it was like flickering back so that you saw like New York the way that it had looked before the chaos dunk or whatever. Yeah. And I thought that that was really cool. But then
that was really cool.
Like on the other hand, this like Manhattan, like was that a typo or were they trying to be funny?
It's hard to say.
Were there any chicks there? But
this was not a good like gender diversity game.
Yeah. Oh god, really. Yeah.
You guys didn't get to where Juana Man shows up.
I'm going to.
Yeah.
Now I'm gonna go home.
You guys need to keep playing. There's like Charles Barkley's dead wife. There's Juana Man. There's an optional WNBA player that you can run into. Hmm. And there's Harriet Tubman. Are the only? Yeah, she's in it.
No, there's also that furry chick.
I sure did.
There's that furry chick that has a crush on, and you have to deliver a note, but it gives you the option. That fucking poem. At the part with the furries, you meet up with this dude who is like, hey, I'm really in love with that chick over there.
He's a snail. He's a fox.
Yeah. Hey.
I mean, she's not like a fox. She is a fox, but she's also a fox.
They got surgically altered to look more like the animals that they wanted to be.
By Jay Allard, former head of Microsoft.
Yeah.
How did you guys get so far? I played for a few hours and it took me, I don't know, combat was really annoying. I found combat super annoying.
Once I figured out combat, it was fine. The way that they try to tell you which buttons to push is really confusing.
Yeah, it took me a really fucking long time to figure out how to do an actual free throw. They didn't actually
hold the button down.
Yeah. There's just something about the way that little thing is presented. It's like, it's not clear when it tells you to push some buttons, whether that is to like get more help on a different combat thing or whether that's to actually do the move.
Yeah.
So I was pushing the complete wrong buttons for a really long time.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I was just clicking the same attack button because I didn't understand how free throws worked.
Yeah.
But then once I got more dudes. No, it was the dwarf. The fourth guy is the dwarf guy.
Oh, yeah, the dwarf guy. Vince Borg's like the third guy?
Yeah, Vince Borg's the third guy. And then at the Mutombo.
Dikembe Mutombo.
at the end, the Vince Borg starts glitching out and saying all these weird fucking things. And I'm like, what's going on?
Vince Borg's got some issues.
Yeah. Well. I can't wait. I'm going to play some more of it because I really liked it. I just got
to
that point.
I'm keep playing too, I think.
Good. So we should talk about it again next time.
Let's do it. We'll talk. Progress report it.
Yeah. I really enjoyed it. Like, I found the story weirdly compelling.
The save pages, those monologues were a little car.
Yeah, I thought that was funny.
But I couldn't really funny. Look away. It was like a car accident. I just had to keep
going. Yeah. I was wondering if someone sat down and like made those up or if they just went on a forum somewhere and like copied a post.
That would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
For those of you who haven't played it, the...
They look like kitties with pool toys. Yeah. That I wrote down.
You have good notes.
Thanks. I just write what I see in the 32-bit world.
Yeah. So the save points are all truck pumps that are like... total Japanese culture snobs.
They're truck pumps?
Apparently they're truck pumps.
What's a truck pump? What do you mean?
I don't know. I think it might be an in-joke. I read it somewhere that it was a truck pump.
It looks like a cat with one of those circular pool toys.
Yeah. It's a weird little thing. And it delivers a diatribe about how everything Japanese is so much better than anything American, and how you are uncultured and uncivilized, and you should be eating pocky.
Yep, it does mention pocky. It does mention pocky. I also found Chin the shopkeep is a pretty racist stereotype.
Chin the shopkeep.
He speaks like ridiculous English.
He's the first shop you go into.
Yeah, it's the first shop you come across.
He calls you
and
Barkery.
And he's racist as hell. Yeah. Barkery.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It's very racist.
I forgot about that.
You know.
They actually they made a reference to Asperger's somewhere.
Oh, they did. That's like a disease you can get in combat.
That's it. Yeah. That's
like a status effect. Yeah.
But you just get social situations just become extremely awkward, which I thought was pretty funny.
Yeah. Yeah, you can get Asperger's, diabetes.
Montezuma's
cataracts.
Revenge.
Yeah. I forget which one. I feel like they equate to like more common status effects. Like one of them's poison or something, but I can never remember which one's which.
Hmm. Yeah, there's oddly too much going on.
Hmm.
Yeah, me too. I like
there is a lot going on. I just am too lazy, and I'm like, oh well, this will just cure whatever I happen to have.
Yeah.
And then I found out a good deal of the way through spending all of my money on this, but The healing potions do not revive you. You have to actually buy a separate potion.
I was so pissed about that.
So if it says healthy. It doesn't even say unconscious on the character sheet. It just says healthy, but you're at 0 hit points, and that means you have to buy a revival potion and then get your health potion.
Yeah.
Bullshit, but whatever.
It's a thing that's been done before.
I wouldn't complain, except for the fact that I was just kind of dumb enough to make the mistake of using the healing item before the revival item.
Yeah, I did that too.
I did it as well.
500 monies.
But I think it's like a test in school. Like, if all the students get it wrong, there's something wrong with the teacher, not something wrong with the players.
Yeah.
I think you're right. I think it should just be like anything else where you go back to 1 hit point after the battle.
Yeah.
Or like you slowly regain it. I've played a bunch of JRPGs where as you're walking around, not in combat, you slowly regain.
Yeah, heal.
Especially if you have a healer guy with you. Like, that should just be a thing. If you're not in combat, you should regain health slowly.
One thing I did like about Barkley is that it does the, like, Chrono Trigger thing where you can see the monsters on the screen.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really like that. I really appreciate that in an RPG. Because random encounters just like... it's like an interruption every time.
I don't really like that they chase you.
Are you okay?
I just looked over at Kevin's screen. He's playing some video game, and there's the largest fucking spider you've ever seen. jumping at him.
Wow. That's awful. Is he playing System Shock?
I believe so.
Oh, that game sounds scary. I started playing it a little.
I don't have a problem with spiders, unless they're brown recluses, but I still don't want
to. It looks like a brown recluse. Exactly.
No, thank you. Pass.
I played it a little bit, and I hit some zombies with a pipe.
Cool.
And then there was...
Did it feel good?
I read a... No, it made me wish that I was using my magic psi powers,
because
I could, like, freeze dudes, but I was like, you know, I don't want to worry about, like, my magic running out, so I'm just going to hit these guys with a wrench, because it takes, like, two hits, but I was like, maybe I should just use my freezing thing, And then there was like a computer somewhere that was like, oh, status normal. Everything is fine on this ship. And I'm like, really? Because I'm pretty sure everybody's dead. And I just killed like two zombies.
Huh.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
So that seems scary.
Yeah.
I feel like I would do the thing that I did with Amnesia where I'm just shaking the entire time.
Oh my God, that game is so terrifying.
I just subconsciously shake every time I play that game. I know nothing can fucking hurt me because it's a video game, but it's still just the ambiance of
it. Your like primate lizard brain or whatever doesn't know that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It's just like, it's a dark corridor.
It knows not to be afraid of Barkley, though. That game is definitely the opposite of terrifying.
But then Dikembe Mutombo went from being awesome to being unfucking beatable and frustrating, and now I don't know what to do. Like, one game he's great, and he's the protagonist, and then the next game's like, I'm a ghost, and for some reason I hate you, even though we were friends when I was alive.
Did you guys, did he sing that for you?
No, he didn't.
Hey, I don't remember. How do you get him to sing it?
You go to one of the homeless people, and then they ask for something, and you say no, and you say, get a job. It's like the most random thing. There's like even background singers and stuff.
Wow, that's great.
Did you guys try to hack the vending machine?
Yes.
And it tells you you have insufficient science points. Yes. But there's
like,
no...
How do you even get more science points?
There are no science points in the game.
That's just not a thing.
Just, I'm not going to spoil anything for you guys, but if you're worried about something because you feel like you missed something, no, they just didn't put that in the game. You're fine.
Good.
So, like, did... Do we know anything about the people who put this together? Were they
being serious?
I feel like were they?
I don't think they were being serious at all. I feel like there are people who hang out on the internet.
Yeah.
It seems like a lot of work to be not serious.
But it's also, it blows me the fuck away that, like, either these guys are really, really good at being able to do impressions of various basketball players, or they actually get the basketball players, which make it more awesome. But
what do you mean?
I don't know.
The
voice
vocals?
Acting. The voice acting that's done is. No, I mean they actually get the guys to be in the video game. Because I always thought when I was a kid, I thought that the video game characters lived inside the video game.
Emily, those are sprites.
And then I saw Wreck-It Ralph, and it totally justified my idea of that.
Now I don't know what's true.
So it was Wreck-It Ralph was a documentary, okay?
He did look an awful lot like John C. Reilly.
He really did.
He really did.
But Felix didn't look like what's John. John,
no, Jack Breyer?
Breyer.
Who's that?
The guy who played Kenneth on 30
yes.
Rock. Whatever his real name is in real life.
He's actually in a lot of stuff.
Huh.
I am rewatching Arrested Development, and he has a small, tiny part in Arrested Development.
Oh.
He's like a waiter or something.
I like him. He's funny.
Me too. I'm glad he is getting popular and successful, because he's like a sweet little Georgia boy, and he's a good actor, so why not?
Have you guys seen The Big Bang Theory?
I saw part of an episode at my dad's house.
I saw a few episodes. I never got into it, though.
Yeah, I saw a couple episodes. People kept telling me, oh, it's so good. It was cute, I guess, but it wasn't.
Feel free to edit this out later, but I had somebody make a very astute observation of the Big Bang Theory, that the Big Bang Theory is the nerd version of blackface.
Oh.
Because it's like, it's not meaning to be offensive, really, but it's coming off as really kind of offensive towards nerd culture.
Yeah.
Which I don't know.
I read a thing.
I haven't seen enough of it to really judge.
I haven't seen enough of it either. I read someone's opinion, which was that they were disappointed that it was a very popular thing about nerds, but it was laughing at the nerds. Mm-hmm. And not with the nerds.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's kind of what Emily, I think, was just saying,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's just supposed to be like, you know, we don't really know that the guy who plays Sheldon Cooper is actually a nerd. He plays a really good nerd on TV, mm-hmm. supposedly. I don't really know, but...
Will Wheaton guest stars on it. Okay, it's got to be at least a little nerdy.
Will Wheaton was on Eureka, and I didn't really like his character on Eureka, which I just... Not saying anything against Will Wheaton, I just didn't like his
well,
character.
Well, I saw Will Wheaton in a Next Generation abridged edited video, and good. He had a good sweater on.
Good.
So I counter your argument.
Good.
With then sweater.
Maybe he's a good guy. I'm just going to make all of these judgments on his character personally because of things that he was on.
He's been nice to me the two occasions that he's come by the booth.
Good. I've never interacted with him directly, so I don't know anything about him, really.
No.
Ditto.
I'm just saying I didn't like his character on Eureka, which has nothing to say. Yeah. Whatevs. You know, whatever.
I mainly just this wanted to not even mention that sweater. I just wanted an excuse to think about that sweater again. That was such a good sweater.
Was it like a Christmas sweater?
It kind of was. I don't think it was necessarily Christmassy, but it had that vibe to it. Like it might as well have been covered in reindeer, and it was like really thick and had like a big neck.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. I bought a really big black sweater today. Ooh. Because we're leaving for San Francisco on Saturday.
And it's going to be cold.
Well, we're going to LA first for a day, but then we're going up to San Francisco. Every other year, I regret not bringing anything thicker than a hoodie. So I brought some like long sleeve thermal shirts that I can wear under t-shirts, and I bought a sweater.
Good idea.
I got my ticket. I'm coming over the weekend of my birthday.
Woo-hoo! Oh, awesome!
March 15th, 16th, and 17th.
I would try to
St. Patrick's Day. Hey, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I would try to come up and join you, but my mom is going to be in town that week.
Really?
Yes.
Everybody hangs out with their mom when I'm not around.
Oh. You guys can ditch San Francisco and come hang out with me and my mom.
Yeah, maybe not.
Tempting.
I keep going back and forth of proposing the idea that I just drive up by myself because Zach and I are driving.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if I want to.
And he's
going to
fart
month.
The whole way.
He is. Well, I mean, we did like a 2,000-mile road trip around the country.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was
how
like
many times
4,
did he fart?
Miles.
Were you counting?
It was like 4,000.
4,000 times. That's
to be
a
fair,
lot.
When you are in a car with somebody for that long, you're mm-hmm. both farting a lot.
Yeah,
there's
I actually,
a lot of moments where you just silently roll the window down, and then the person goes, "Did you just fart?" Yeah, that's why I rolled the window down. It's fucking freezing outside. It's goddamn November. What the fuck?
I actually read somewhere that the average person farts like 20 times a day without even necessarily realizing it.
Wow.
Doesn't that seem high?
Who is making the high ceiling of that average show?
I thought I heard like 14.
Who is farting that much?
I'm pretty sure I don't fart 20 times a day.
No, but somebody out there is farting like 80 times a day to make up for the people that don't fart that
much. I think it's your boyfriend.
Probably. Yeah. He does eat a lot of beans.
He's ruining the bell curve.
Yeah. Do you guys think we should get started on some questions? We have a whole lot of questions and not a super long time to go through them.
Well, why but don't do we do?
Do we
want to?
Okay.
Okay.
Let's.
I know. I have it stuck in my head.
Get a job.
Okay, I'm learning on the duty thread. So on the ball with this.
Jeez. Woo. Jenny is the reason why this podcast is even half
it's
as organized
true.
As it is.
It's very
That's
true.
Fucked up.
I
That's
know.
Seriously well, fucked up. Have you met me?
I mean, not to give you like the most backhanded compliment ever, but I'm about to give you the most backhanded
oh,
compliment
boy.
Ever. On our super ADD riddled show, you are the one that has their shit together the most.
Melissa's got a PhD.
Yeah. So
in attentiveness.
But then Jenny makes these lists of questions.
Yeah,
I'm saying
organized.
In terms of the show. In real life, Melissa just has us fucking beat by a
yep,
mile.
Yep.
But.
Yep.
So. I don't know about that.
Okay.
I'm going back to school.
Are you?
Yeah.
For art?
For digital arts, yeah.
Nice.
Going back to school.
Nice.
I'm just going to start at the local community college and then maybe move on to a university afterward. But
like yeah. maybe a university in San Francisco?
Maybe. Who can be sure?
Okay. So I'm going to start us off with a weird one. Here's Ryan Veter wants to know, if we were in a co-op platformer, which one of us would be the goose, which one of us would be the goat, and which one of us would be the sugar glider?
Okay, I don't get this one.
Can I call dibs on sugar glider because they're cute and they glide on the sugar?
You know, I thought that too, and then I was like, no, I should let someone else have the sugar glider because I was socialized as a female.
I'll be a goat. I'll be the goat. I'll eat a fucking can.
You're doing it too. Scared. You know what? We can all be the sugar glider if we want to.
Okay.
I don't know why a platformer needs a goat and a goose.
Is this like that thing where it's the spade diamond heart club thing? Is that?
Huh. Maybe it's like that thing.
Like you take that test and it tells you what your personality is or whatever.
I'd be the goose.
Okay.
I'm just putting that out there.
You're the. You know, I was thinking maybe you'd be the goose.
I know.
What does the goose do though? Like, why is the goose different?
The goose has like a built-in weapon.
Its beak?
Yeah. The goose is very multifunctional.
But goats have horns.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. And I guess the sugar glider has flying. So
and flying.
Shit. The sugar glider is like Princess Peach, I guess.
Oh. Ow.
Do you not want to be in Mario 2.
Yeah, but I would be Mario 2 Princess Peach. I would not be Mario Kart Princess Peach.
Well, no, she can't glide in that. No one can glide. They're in cars. Fuck them. I love Mario Kart.
Me too.
Okay. Woo. Okay.
I'm riding
there's
the chair.
There's that question.
It's been a long day.
Chris Baker wants to know how we're able to say punch the coin box and not giggle every time.
Oh, because I punch your mom's coin box so much?
It's true.
I got the joke.
We're getting through these.
Woo!
Yeah.
Okay, night, guys.
Hey, Emily, do you have any tips for getting started with perler beads?
Yes.
Thank you for your time. Next question.
Man, we're just fucking speeding through this.
Right? This is great. No, seriously, do you have any tips for getting...
I do. My number one thing is... This is going to sound really shitty, because I got a whole bunch of perler beads for Christmas. Mm-hmm. Melissa knows that I'm kind of OCD, so she got me pre-sorted packs of assorted colors of perler beads.
That is the most thoughtful thing!
My friend Larry got me 22,000 mixed up perler beads in a fucking gallon jug.
Yeah,
if you're just super casual about it, just go out and buy, you know, one of the little mixed up things. If you're serious about it and you actually are like, man, I want to make this piranha plant, or I want to make this Bullet Bill or something, mm-hmm. you should probably just get the mixed up bag and pull them out of it individually. If you're like, I want to make 30 Nintendo controllers, you should probably just buy the mixed up one.
If you're going to get the mixed up one, you might as well use perler beads that you found under a homeless person.
I don't know. I feel like if I'd never moved to Arizona, I would still be finding little I would be finding little perler beads just around my house in the carpet.
They do get everywhere.
They really do. But I would suggest don't bite off more than you can chew and don't burn yourself out. And don't literally burn yourself with the iron because that shit hurts and then it scabs up and it's gross. I also got a small miniature-sized ironing board from IKEA. I've been to IKEA twice now.
Oh, my God. Fine.
That's a cool story. That's how you should get started. If I were you, I would find a project that you really want to do before you actually invest any money in it. Because then you know
that's
what you
advice.
Want.
Yeah.
Like, if it's just you want to make a bullet bill that's mostly black, you just buy a fucking bag of black perler beads. Like, do not buy the thing that you're just going to spend hours meticulously picking black perler beads out of a mixed bag, because that sucks.
Yeah.
All right. You can continue on other stuff now.
Okay. Cleves, so we have a continuation from when I was wondering why Burrito Bison was called Burrito Bison. Cleves wrote in. He says, Burrito Bison is a luchador. Mexican wrestle man. That's his stage name. It's unknown if he types with boxing gloves on or not. Thank you, Glebes, for explaining Burrito Bison.
Oh, I liked the strong bad joke in his response.
Yeah.
Good Mexican catch. Wrestle man?
No. The how do you type with boxing
gloves? Oh, yeah. Let's see. Haven Luckenbill wants to know what kind of video games childs were us.
Oh, well, you know.
What kind of video games childs were you, Melissa?
Can you please repeat the question?
What kinds of video games childs were you?
I don't understand.
I think.
What kind of games did you
Yeah, play? How did you relate to video games as a child? I'm guessing angrily.
Why do you say that?
Because I heard you talk about E.T.
Oh, well, that, yeah, that was an infuriating experience. But how did I relate to, I don't know, I would just get obsessed and stay up all night playing them. I guess probably pretty similar to Kevin. I would play them often, and when they didn't go my way, I'd get really pissed off and yell.
I didn't really rage quit things as a child. I mean, it was way, you know, it's way easier to rage quit stuff now because I've got like 50 million games I could go play right now. I could log on to Congregate.
The internet, the internet made it so much easier to rage quit everything.
Mm-hmm. Like, load up a thing.
I didn't have as much trouble trying to decide what to play as I do now. Like, do I play on the phone or the iPad or the computer or the Xbox?
Yeah.
And then once you choose a mechanism, well, what kind of game do you want to play? A puzzle game, a role-playing game? It's just like, I felt like when I was a kid, whatever I had, I just played it.
Yeah. Did you rent stuff? Did you guys rent stuff?
Yep, we were renters. Yeah. I did a whole bunch of, I also had the younger sister thing where every time my sister lost a life in Super Mario World, I had to shield myself from her throwing the controller across the room. I was always Luigi also. And when we played Parappa the Rapper, when we finally got a PlayStation, when we would play Parappa the Rapper and stuff like that, where it's one player, we would switch off every other. Mm-hmm. So, like, she was really good at the karate level, and I was really good at the flea market level.
Oh,
and,
that
like,
works out. Because
we had switched off and just played the same songs over and over again. And I was going somewhere with this thought. But yeah, so then it came to the point where I'd gotten my own opinion about video games, and I started running my own video games, and I was mostly an RPG person. I really liked Banjo-Kazooie and Spyro. I feel like I did not give the Super Nintendo as fair a chance as I could have because we were really poor when that was my only gaming console.
Yeah.
And other than our really old computer, I don't even know what kind of a computer it was. And then once I had an N64 in my bedroom and a PlayStation in the family room and just rented the shit out of everything forever. And
nice.
You're reminding RPG me, game. I loved the Smurf game on ColecoVision. Huh. And I can't remember, like, what it was about and why I liked it so much. And I don't know, I wish I could, like,
you
find it.
Formed a sense of what was good or not because you were a tiny child.
Right. How about you, Jenny? What child were you when you were a game?
When I was a game, apostrophe S. Mm-hmm. Let's see. I had a TI-99/4A and a Game Boy, and those were my only platforms that I had. Oh, other than the PC. We always had, like, IBM PC compatibles. And, yeah, I played a lot of free shareware games that my mom's friend gave to me, and I had a lot of educational games, and those I would rage quit because I was a perfectionist. So if I mistyped and spelled something incorrectly, because otherwise I would not have spelled it incorrectly.
The kids in the babysat had one of those, and
oh man,
Jesus Christ.
Oh, and we had a speech synthesizer.
Apparently.
Thank you, Chris Avalon. Well. Spell synthesizer. Yeah. Yeah, and I didn't rent, but I would go over to my friend Kim's for sleepovers, and we would play, like, all the games, and she would rent stuff.
If there is one thing that I'm going, if I ever have a kid, I'm going to make sure my kid has, like, every fucking video game.
Every video game?
No, I mean, not the crappy ones.
Including, like, Custer's Revenge, where you, like, rape people?
I wouldn't, no. That one's weird.
That one is weird.
Nudity and weird. That's a weird game. No, I'm not going to let my kid play that game.
Okay.
I mean, like, the Bobby's World game for Super Nintendo. I fucking love that game so much. And I would like my kid to play it someday.
Okay.
So, you know, I should probably start looking now.
Yeah, you really should.
Yeah. Actually, like, they're not going to get any more available.
Yeah.
And we can play them while we wait for you to give birth.
Yeah, we can. Because guess what? I don't know if you know this, but my boyfriend kind of likes video games. So we have, like, every video game console that's ever existed, just about.
Someone asked how we feel about the PS4.
Oh.
And I think, I don't want to necessarily speak for you guys, but the way I feel about the PS4 is I ain't got no damn money.
Yeah. That's basically my...
my PS... Like, there are still so many fucking games that I haven't played on the PS3 yet.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to end up playing the shit out of the PS4 in due time. The controller kind of freaks me out. It's very big.
Oh, is it?
It's got like a touchpad on the top of it.
Weird.
And it's...
That's not going to go well.
Yeah. No, I feel like it's along the same lines of, like, stuff where they made it so that if you have a PS Vita and a PS4, you can use the PS Vita as your controller some games, because that also has a touchscreen.
What is this console trend where they're giving you, like, oh, here's your controller, it's an iPad.
Yeah.
Like a full-size iPad, and you strap that to your head and play it with this PS Vita, which you control with a Wiimote.
Yeah. Is it backwards compatible, the PS4?
I don't think so.
Of course
I'm not sure. I don't remember hearing anything about that.
I didn't actually watch any actual news on it. I watched a dubbed over Laserdisc video with Leonard Nimoy that was kind of about the PlayStation. And I watched this hilarious abbreviated
one, yeah.
Video that's on our Facebooks if you want to watch that.
How did you get a Laserdisc?
I was somewhere on the internet. It was about Laserdiscs. I wasn't watching it on Laserdiscs. It was on Laserdiscs and, yes, about.
I was regarding them.
I was taking lots of acid, and I thought Leonard Nimoy was in my apartment, and I had a Laserdisc player.
Wow, that sounds like a really fucking awesome trip, man.
It does. Oh, man, I woke up the other day. This has nothing to do with anything. But I woke up the other day, and the neighbor girl was screaming, "Mom! Get your gun! He took my puppy!"
Someone stole a puppy from a little girl?
I don't know what happened.
And the mom has a gun? I mean, that's understandable.
The mom definitely has a gun, because this is Arizona.
Yeah.
Right.
Everybody's got a gun.
Except me.
I would have thought that it was just like, maybe like a stuffed puppy that her brother had taken or something, except for the get your gun part.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then I listened for gunshots, and I didn't hear any. And there is now a puppy barking. I don't know if it's the same puppy.
Wow.
But yeah.
Mesa's so hardcore.
It's pretty hardcore.
Hardcore, parkour.
I'm living my life in DT Mesa, y'all.
Yo.
I don't know.
I could have sworn there is this one at... like, just super vanilla. You run into a guy every so often. They're different guys every time, but you run into a citizen in GTA 4 every so often that sounds and talks like Jesse Pinkman. And as somebody that has a little bit of a celebrity crush on Aaron Paul, the kid who plays Jesse Pinkman, every time I hear this guy's voice, I go, oh.
I don't know who Jesse Pinkman or Aaron
Breaking
Paul.
Breaking Bad.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
He's the guy that is not Bryan Cranston on Breaking Bad.
I don't know who that is either. I've never seen Breaking Bad.
Bryan Cranston was the dad on Malcolm in the Middle.
I haven't left my house or consumed any media since 2002.
But Malcolm in the Middle started in like 1999. And it played in your house. It was a TV.
I was at a Ladytron show. Yeah, I was busy.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. Do we have any more questions? We have a bunch more
questions. We have a ton more questions.
Connect your charger, geez. Your phone's going to die.
Right.
Yeah, about to die, too, actually.
Okay. Shoot. Well, let's see.
One more question.
Yeah.
Quick
one. Gleebs wants to know if he can get a plug for the Laser Mike Q&A podcast.
Okay. There you go.
Woo!
Have a good night.
And also, if he sent us a way less shitty than the one he put out last summer version of the demo, would we play it? I'd play it.
Yeah, I would play it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Laser Mike's and Gleebs and Laser Mike.
Laser Mike's.
It's a game. It's a game. It's a game. Maybe we could
save the rest of the questions for next.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds good.
We should, since we are going to have recording equipment in San Francisco, we should record an episode in San Francisco.
Okay. You guys need to teach me how to do a remote.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I can't, but I'm sure.
I can't either. I don't know shit about shit. But Zach or Kevin can. Kevin can.
But yeah. Kevin isn't going to be in Phoenix. Before.
But we have iPhones with the FaceTime. Look. Woo.
I don't have an iPhone
either. Shit.
Maybe Riff would grudgingly let me use his. Like,
iPad?
Very. Does it work? Can you FaceTime on iPad 1? I don't have a camera. It doesn't even have a camera. iPad 1. I don't know why they made this thing.
What the fuck?
It doesn't.
There's
anything.
There's no camera? Seriously?
That's not even true. There's no camera on an iPad 1.
Weird.
That's weird.
Zach and I did so much bonding with the camera on the iPad, too. Nothing gross. Don't be gross. Don't go there.
I was going all
she
like,
was
that's
being
cute.
All cute.
Yeah. It was pretty cute. We would, like, meld our heads together with the weird kaleidoscope function and stuff when we had, like, just started being all cool kids together. I don't know. Whatever. We haven't even celebrated Valentine's Day, and it's almost March.
Get on that shit.
Well, he's not drinking, so
take him to Logan's Roadhouse.
I have to wine him and dine him before I 69 him. So I have to wait till he's drinking again. It all makes sense later. Anyway, thank you guys for listening to our horribly inappropriate show.
Yay!
We are sorry. We are sorry that it's kind of short, but we promise to come out with another show soon when we're not all busy with medical and going to the movies. Right.
Yay.
Thanks for listening. You can find us on Twitter at VideoGamesTaco, all one word, no underscores. How else can they get a hold of us, guys?
We have a Facebook. So it's like facebook.blahblahblah.com or whatever / VideoGamesTaco. All one word, no underscores. We have an email address. It is vgtaco@gmail. Elftquat. Elftquat.
Shit.
Now
everybody's gonna.
This entire podcast is ruined. We have to do it again.
Fuck.
Christmas.
No.
But Melissa just turned into a pumpkin.
I love how you're slowly sinking off the bottom of the phone.
I think
it's a meter
floating in and out.
Like when your head goes all the way gone, that's when we're gonna have to. VGTaco@elftwat.com, ELFTWAT. How else can they? We have a forum. We have a thread in the Video Games Hot Dog forums.
On the forums at kingdomofloathing.com.
Yeah. I think
nobody even goes there anymore, do they? Do you still do that?
I go there sometimes. Okay. We got a bunch of these questions that we haven't answered yet are from the forums.
Good. I just go there to like yell about Skyrim.
That's a good place to go if you want to yell about Skyrim.
It really is. Oh, Melissa, Skyrim. Keep that in mind.
Yay.
Why didn't you fucking buy Skyrim yet?
Because she wants to have a job.
I want to have a job and a life.
Okay. All right.
A cat and boyfriend and poop.
I have no self-discipline.
Me either.
Well, I mean, I've been playing GTA 4 all of my off time. So, you know, whatever. Yeah. Also painting my fingernails, but then, you know, whatever. All right. Thank you again for listening, friends and loved ones. I don't think any of my loved ones actually listen to this bullshit, but.
Oh, man.
Till next time.
Yeah, we will see everyone in the future land.
Yay.
Do, 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 do.
Mike Tyson's punch out.
Mike Tyson's punch out.
'Cause, I know, I have it stuck in my head.
Get a job.